Hello everyone, Stuart and Jodie here at Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. This week, this Sunday, is a family parade service, so it'll be slightly different format with shorter sections and no main sermon as such. But good to have you joining with us anyway. Let us pray. Lord, we commit this time of worship to you, and we pray that you would meet with each one of us listening in our homes, that this would be a time of worship for us in which we engage with and encounter you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A call to worship. See, I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterwards you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. What season is it? You may ask. Spring, yeah. But what church season is it? It is Lent, and Lent is about getting ready for Easter. So let's think about getting ready for different activities. And if you're at home with more than one person, then speak to them about what you need to do to get ready for these different scenarios. Think about a birthday party. What would you need to do to get ready for that? Judy, what would you need to get ready for a birthday party?
Bake a cake,
that's right.
Choose a party dress.
Right.
Send out invitations.
Get some party hats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Other food than just cake.
That's right. Get the party games organised.
Choose some games and some music.
Yeah.
Maybe a venue.
That's right. Okay. What about for a holiday?
If it's our holiday, you have to get all the camping equipment ready, pack the car, book the campsite, get the bikes on the bike rack, those sorts of things. But other people might need to get their passports ready and book flights and get the suntan lotion out.
Get their injections if they need some.
Injections.
That's right. Okay. What about an exam?
Revise. Get some rest, make sure you have a good night's sleep, pack a pencil case.
That's right. Take your little lucky toy with you.
Oh, yes. I never had a lucky toy.
I had a little gorilla. Oh. Little gorilla. Okay, what about Christmas?
Buy Christmas presents, send Christmas cards, order the turkey.
Make the Christmas pudding.
Go make a Christmas pudding, go to Christmas carol services, put up the decorations.
That's right, all these things. What about a job interview?
Are you in a suit or shirt? Practice some interview questions and gem up on the company and the job that you're going for.
Yeah, get to know little bits of information. Yeah. Might be helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, and last of all, a wedding. It's nearly about 11 years ago we had ours.
Yeah. Well, you weren't here when I did all the preparations. Write up a guest list and send out the invitations, book a venue, book a church, book entertainment for the party and food.
Legal side of things, registrar sorted.
Oh, yeah, registrar and get the certificate, allowance to marriage, whatever it is called.
That's right. Book the honeymoon.
Book a honeymoon. Book a car.
Have a bagpipe player.
Yes, get a bagpipe player.
If you want that. Yeah. Okay. Well, that gives you an idea, some of the things that you have to get ready for. So we'll have a reading now from Isaiah 40, verses 3 to 5.
A voice of one calling, in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, and every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged plains a place. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and the people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Okay, sometimes people like to give up things for Lent, and that is one way of getting ready for Easter. And I did see on the news quite recently that the Australian television soap programme Neighbours is going to be stopping after, I don't know, like 40 years on air. And that reminded me in a way that there was one year I used to watch Neighbours because it was on television when I came home from and when I was a primary school teacher and I got home at 5:30, Neighbours would be on. And I used to sit and watch it for half an hour. And one year I decided to give up watching Neighbours for Lent. And it wasn't a difficult thing to do. I just didn't watch it. But what I realised after that was that giving up Neighbours had made absolutely no difference at all to me in terms of being prepared for Easter. Because what's important is not the actual thing that you give up. It's what you do with the time that you then gain from giving up that thing. If I had spent the time, instead of watching Neighbours, say that half an hour in prayer or Bible study, I would have been more prepared and ready for Easter. And it's similar if you give up eating something like chocolate or drinking beer or something. The money that you save, you could do something worthwhile with that to help you prepare towards Easter. And it's the same, some people take up things instead of giving up things. And the whole idea is that it's what happens inside you and the effect that it has inside you that is the important thing as you prepare for Easter, not the external thing that you have done. And that we're going to have now a devotional, which is from a girl's devotional book.
The garage sale. Sarah slammed the door. "I don't care if I never talk to Ellie again," she stormed. "She invited me over and then forgot I was coming and went shopping." "That's too bad," Grandma Johnson said. "I'll bet it wasn't intentional. Can't you forgive her?" "Why should I?" Sarah asked indignantly. "Because Jesus wants you to," was Grandma's answer. "Hasn't he forgiven you for worse things than that?" "But Ellie's supposed to be my friend," whined Sarah. "You claim to be Jesus's friend, and he said his friends keep his commandments," Grandma reminded her. "One of them is to forgive others." Sarah went to her room and sat down on the bed. She looked around. The room was crowded with things, wall-to-wall junk, her brother Jack called it. She had an idea. If Ellie could go shopping, she'd go one better. She'd make her own shop. "Grandma," she called, "may I have a garage sale?" Grandma agreed and they began to sort things. When Ellie stopped by later that day, Sarah scowled. But noticing the look Grandma gave her, she agreed that Ellie could bring things to sell too. The sale went very well. Nearly all my things sold. "But Ellie had a lot of stuff left," Sarah said, with obvious satisfaction, as she counted her money. That evening, Sarah didn't seem to be very happy in spite of her success. Grandma frowned. "You've cleaned your room, but what about your heart?" she said. She asked gently. "I think you need to clean out some bad feelings. You apparently haven't forgiven Ellie yet. You can't be truly happy or grow towards Jesus when your heart is cluttered with things like anger, grudges, and bad intentions." Jack looked up. "You should have cleaned them out and sold them at your garage sale," he joked. Sarah sighed. "I suppose they are pretty worthless things to be holding on to," she said. "So clear them out," Grandma said. "Why don't you tell God all about the things that need clearing and cleaning, and tell him you're sorry, and ask him to help you forgive Ellie?" Sarah smiled. "I will," she said. "And you know what? I feel better already." A reading from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 11 to 14.
"Have nothing to do with the worthless things that people do, things that belong to the darkness. Instead, bring them out to the light. It is really too shameful even to talk about the things they do in secret. And when all things are brought out to the light, then their true nature is clearly revealed. For anything that is clearly revealed becomes light. That is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, and rise from death, and Christ will shine on you." Why do we need to get ready for Easter? Well, it's because an important person is coming. I can remember when I was at Reading University, the Queen came to open a new department. And on that morning, as I walked through the grounds to go to the library, I noticed that the gardeners were down on their hands and knees cutting the grass or the edges of the grass with scissors because the Queen was coming. And they were paying great attention to the detail of how the gardens looked where she was going to walk past. Now, we have somebody much more important than the earthly Queen coming at Easter. Easter is the arrival of our heavenly King, in a way. The risen Christ comes to us. And really, we should pay as much attention to the details of what's inside us, inside our hearts, getting ready for his arrival at Easter. So the question this morning is, what do we need to clean up or clear out on the inside in order to be really ready for Easter? You could pause the recording here and take a moment to think about that. What do you need to clean up and clear out to get ready for Easter?
Okay. Let us pray. Lord, we give to you the things in our lives that we are ashamed of, the grudges that we feel, the anger that we feel, even the hatred in our hearts and the attitudes we have which aren't right. We pray that you would clean us from the inside out, that during this Lenten period that you would make us new on the inside, that on Easter Sunday we can rise to new life through your resurrection, leaving behind old ways of hatred and resentment and grudges into the new life of your forgiveness and your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. During Lent, we get ready for Easter, cleaning out all the things inside our hearts that need to be dealt with. And that can be a difficult thing to do. It can feel like dying, and we can feel empty on the inside. This year, our church, on the Wednesdays, we've been having a Lent study group, and the book that we've been looking at, Hope and the Nearness of God, in the introduction, it quotes the mathematician and famous Christian Blaise Pascal, who says, "In difficult times, carry something beautiful in your heart." We've had a good diet of Bible readings this morning, a psalm, something from the Old Testament prophets, something from the New Testament. And our final reading is something from the Gospels. Gospel means good news, so it's fitting that we save it until last. This story about Jesus will give us something beautiful, which we can hold in our hearts when things inside us might feel hopeless and dead during Lent.
And this reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verses 40 to 42, and then 49 to 55. When Jesus returned to the other side of the lake, the people welcomed him because they had all been waiting for him. Then a man named Jairus arrived. He was an official in the local synagogue. He threw himself down at Jesus' feet and begged him to go to his home because his only daughter, who was 12 years old, was dying. Then a messenger came from Jairus' house. "Your daughter has died," he said. don't bother the teacher any longer. But Jesus heard it and said to Jairus, don't be afraid, only believe, and she will be well. When he arrived at the house, he would not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John and James, and the child's father and mother. Everyone there was crying and mourning for the child. Jesus said, don't cry. The child is not dead. She is only sleeping. They all made fun of him because they knew that she was dead. But Jesus took her by the hand and called out, get up, child. Her life returned, and she got up at once, and Jesus ordered them to give her something to eat.
In the service on Sunday, after the service, we're having a meal together. Spuds and Puds, where we're sharing food. And we've got a good number of people coming, so I'm looking forward to that. So we're going to eat together. So you're not going to be able to join us in this, but you're probably going to eat at some point soon after listening to this service. So whether you're eating with us or not, hold this in your heart, that after our Lent preparations, Easter will come and the risen Christ will hold out his hand and say to you, get up, child, and he will restore you. I'll close with a blessing. May the God who journeys with us go before us as we journey and prepare for Easter. May your hearts be ready to welcome his coming and your hands ready to receive his forgiveness. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon us this Lenten season and always. Amen. Mm-hmm.